Good morning, everyone. Really, it's a privilege, and I'm glad to set up and participate today. It's a privilege to participate in the program. To represent a great industry, an industry that gave me my start in Tennessee in 1961 on this coast. Since that time, I've had the opportunity to experience the industry, both doors and the retail business, with several companies, both in the United States and in Canada. And the experience has taught me a lot, but the true value of success over the years is the relationship and the friendships and the knowledge that I've gained from a number of you who are today that I've met during my career. So again, it's a privilege to be a part of your conference. In the interest of time, I'm going to give you a brief overview of my company, just about 10 minutes. Sun Beef Company is a division of Smithfield Beef Enterprise Group. We're medium-sized processor located in Tucson, Arizona. Our company's capacity is 2,000 heads a day. We have 1,350 associates in our Sun family, and our specialty is high-quality purebred beef. We conduct our business with a strong commitment to associate safety, food safety, humane animal handling, and environmental stewardship, as well as strict adherence to all the customer specifications. My presentation this morning deals with the goal of every business represented here today, and that's the goal of maximizing your sales and your profit. My personal goal throughout my food career has been to identify or create what I call the ultimate marketing program, which is defined as one that your competitors cannot, or for some reason chooses not to meet. What I'll propose to you is that by identifying or creating meaningfully differentiated attributes to your product, attributes that can be verified by an independent credible source such as the USDA Profit Verification Program, your product, which historically may have been commodity price based, can be positioned to deliver higher returns than industry average for both sales and profit. The trick is to increase the value of your products through meaningful differentiation, which then can lead to achieving the goal of having an ultimate marketing goal. Examples of meaningful differentiated beef are a superior eating experience, added convenience, or by maximizing food safety, to name just a few. Next, after you've created a differentiated product, gain the value perception of the product through marketing and advertising, and then, at the moment of truth, if you truly deliver a superior eating experience, you'll be rewarded with increased market share and ultimately improve financial returns. What this boils down to is building a better mousetrap and then seeking third-party verification to increase credibility in that you indeed do have a better product. During my time in the retail food industry, I've been involved with and responsible food products that for the most part are commodity origin. During my early years in the business, practically all of the perishable products sold in food stores were sold on a commodity, non-value-added basis. But over the years, much has changed. Lifestyles, time constraints, and just plain taste have placed demand on food suppliers and retailers to provide products that can fulfill the needs of changing, evolving lifestyles and meet the needs of today's consumers. And today, lettuce comes in bags, bacon goes in the microwave, and just about any chicken I need today is available fully cooked, ready to eat meat. Along with these changes, the producers upstream, for the most part, have enjoyed better returns because of their efforts. So the goal of any producer should be to move away from commodity returns and quickly move toward value-added returns. But to achieve this goal, the client must deliver what it promised, and independent verification, such as the USDA Profit Verification Program, can go a long way toward gaining consumer confidence. And the one lesson that I've learned about the consumer is that if provided a better product in terms of quality, the convenience of both, the provider will be rewarded in the form of higher compensation. that today's consumer will pay more for beef, pork, lamb, veal, chicken, turkey, and other products that truly deliver meaningful differentiation, or in other words, products that represent a higher value, if you can prove the case. But what is value, and how do we explain it? Value is a function of differentiation, which is either identified, it's there, and then you identify it, or created, that when recognized by the consumer, is rewarded at some level of compensation. Some products, by their very nature, are differentiated in the natural state. An example of natural differentiation is that of a New York strip steak compared to a top round steak. The New York steak can be boiled, and the round steak isn't really suitable for boiling, as that cut requires more heat cooking. And I believe that most people would agree that in selecting a piece of beef for boiling, given the choice, the New York steak would be acceptable due to mainly the superior tenderness and attributes, which has been verified by many here today, and no doubt stop on the test. In addition to a superior eating experience, the New York steak delivers a better price than the round steak because of the real delivered palatability difference, which is experienced at the moment of truth during eating. Therefore, the consumer is willing to and does pay more than the New York steak. And once again, this value differentiation is a function of natural occurrence. Created value is a result of transforming a commodity into a different finished form, which makes the product higher in quality, more convenient to use, or in some cases, both. An example of created value is orange juice. Oranges qualify as a commodity and are sold just as other commodities are sold on a supply and demand basis. But when converted into juice, oranges return a higher and more stable price than when sold in the commodity state. The reason? Consumers perceive and receive added value due to the consistency and the convenience created by the squeezing, the blending, and the packaging of juice. And value creation is taking place, and the consumer is prepared to reward the creator, the orange juice manufacturer, for the creator of the additional value. This price-value relationship is then greatly enhanced by the advertising of the product differentiated attributes, along with other aggressive marketing techniques, such as product demonstration. While process verification is not applied to the extent that we're discussing today, there is verification of the ingredients and nutritional values of the juice that are provided on the nutritional side panels that appear on every orange juice chart. So where does USDA process verification come into play in developing marketing and beef plan? My answer is that USDA process verification offers a way to add credibility to your marketing decision. Today's consumer is subjected to numerous claims involving all types of products. Many of these claims are unsubstantiated, and in some cases, simply not true. Today's consumers do want information to guide them through the purchasing process, however, they want the information to be true. That's where USDA process verification comes in. USDA process verification will not permit misleading claims. The USDA stamp of approval is only granted when all process verification forms are supported by a documented quality management system. So if your goal is to gain approval for the USDA process verification program, the claim must be demonstrable, it must prove to be true, and the process must be documented and able to withstand intense scrutiny by third party audit. In closing, my message is that all the great ideas and all the great products have not been thought of as we meet here today. Challenge yourself and challenge your organization to produce a better product, one that is clearly differentiated from your competitors. Because if you're coming to use a sell product on a commodity basis, you need to have every type of commodity incentive. If you find a way to improve the value perception of this product, develop new products that will deliver added value through meaningful differentiation, you can be rewarded by higher realized returns for your efforts. It can be done, I've seen it hundreds of times throughout my 43 years in food industry. challenge yourself and challenge your organization to make the product better and much more valuable through the strategy of making the differentiation. Then gain consumer trust and confidence by using a program like the USDA Product Verification Program. And better yet, shoot for the ultimate marketing program. Let that be your goal. That's one that your competitor cannot, but for some reason chooses not to meet. I think you'll be pleased with results. Thank you, and I hope you have a great conference.